Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time now for The Watch List, our guide to the best in TV and film for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by writer Henrietta McCurvey and film critic with the Business Post, John Maguire. John, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey with Margot Robbie and our own Colin Farrell is in cinemas now. And it's been hard to avoid the promo for this, but I still don't understand quite what it is.
Well, I'm not going to make that any clearer for you, Brendan, I'm afraid. You have to be open, somebody says very early on in one of the opening scenes. And that's a line of dialogue that's worth keeping in mind as I give you the synopsis of this. This is Colin Farrell, the first time we've seen him on screen since Banshees of Inisherin.
He plays
an Irish expat living in America called David. He's on his way to a wedding. He hires a car with a magic GPS that brings him to a succession of magic doorways around the American continent that bring him then to pivotal moments in his past. And he's joined by Margot Robbie's Sarah, who we haven't seen since Barbie, actually. And she's arrived in the hotel for the wedding in a similar car with a similar GPS, and the two of them get on into this one car and drive around door to door to go back to their past, to deal with unresolved trauma in their past. Walk through one door and you're back in your old secondary school, and there where Farrell does a very good song and dance number, or you're in a cafe breaking up with a man that you treated very badly, or you walk through another door and you're in the house you grew up in with your mother and she's waiting there with a hug. Does it work? This is the thing, you have to be open. That's what the guy said right at the start. And if you are, this is a very sincere Farrell. There's nobody does sincere like Farrell. There's nobody does earnest like Farrell. So it is sincere and earnest. And it is about a very stirring central idea of dealing with the things in the past so that you can move forward and have a future. But it takes a certain amount of getting used to it. There's a tone here that switches and swings all over the place. And I think if you're open to it, if you keep an open mind, I think there's something here.
Okay, well,
it's not entirely successful.
That's a kind review. Henrietta, Cillian Murphy's new movie, Steve, a bit of a passion project for him in cinemas now when it comes to Netflix next month.
October 3rd.
Any good?
Yes, I don't have to be kind about this because it's great. I really, really enjoyed it. It's so interesting. So it's a reimagining of Max Porter's best-selling book, Shy, and he also wrote the script. Cillian Murphy plays Steve. He's a head teacher at a reform school, and he's struggling to keep the students in line while dealing with his own mental health. But chaos is always just a second away. They're all limping along in crisis mode, as Tracy Ullman, who plays deputy head Amanda, calls it. He's under pressure. We see him say to everyone, "You're top of my list," and you can hear both the exhaustion and the optimism in him doing this. It's really pacily shot. It's cleverly, it focuses on faces, but you also get this huge, expansive, sort of almost trippy sense. And the soundtrack is great. It's really interesting.
Okay, that sounds great.
It's lovely.
Okay, that's Steve, and that'll be on Netflix next month. It's in cinemas now briefly. John, just tell us quickly about this low-budget Irish movie, Girls and Boys, which sounds really interesting.
This is from an Irish writer and director, Donacha Gilmore. It's his debut. It's a very promising debut. It has a transgender student at Trinity College in Dublin who meets a rugby jock with whom they share a history that he's not aware of. Initially, it has this kind of scale and feel of a student film, maybe one that might ape the melancholy romance of Sally Rooney set in Trinity. But there's something spiky and very interesting at the heart of it. The pair meet up on Halloween night in Dublin. It's very much a Dublin movie, a Dublin at night movie. Mm-hmm. And they go on this odyssey through the city, searching for bottles of wine, somewhere to drink it, and there's fireworks bursting overhead. But the tone of the film darkens as Charlie reveals that she has this history with Jace, who's played by Adam Lunnan Collery. Charlie is played by Leah Hannon. And one that he hasn't yet realised. And there is this kind of a film about discovery and a film about meeting people at and treating them humanely. But it has this amazing soundtrack from up-and-coming Irish bands, Echo, North Star, New Dad, Bonrian, and that add layers and layers to this. So it's a full experience.
Girls and Boys selected cinemas now. Yeah. Okay. It's Henrietta. I've heard John's feelings on Slow Horse. There's plenty times now. Yeah, it's best show on TV. It's back for its fifth season on Apple TV from Thursday.
Yes.
Do you love it as well?
I absolutely do. Yeah. Slow House, the punishment block for MI5's problem children. So if you're working there, you've messed up big time. And this season sounds brilliant. So the opening plot is that the tech genius Roddy Hose, played by Christopher Chung, gets honey trapped and sets off this chain of events that threatens to bring down MI5, which seems classic slow horses.
Yeah.
It also promises to resolve things that started in season one and that we find out why Jackson Lamb is there in the first place, because we've never really understood why he's okay. there leading the slow horses. It's brilliant.
Okay.
So
and four seasons there for people who don't know it, and it is very well regarded. John, the final three episodes of The Traitors Ireland kicks off tonight at 9:35 RT1. General consensus that it's been a triumph.
Yeah, all the drama, all the lies, all the backstabbing, front stabbing, wherever you can slip a stiletto stabbing, The Traitors Ireland. It's been a massive ratings hit. The whole country is gripped by it. We're now entering the end game, and the numbers sitting around the big round table in Slane Castle have dwindled. There's just 9 players left from the 24 that started, and like you say, Brendan, just 3 episodes left before the grand finale on Tuesday evening. There might have been a mock funeral last week, but it's Paddy Maloney, the people's traitor, that people will be mourning. The last of the original 3 traitors is gone, eventually caught. He ran out of allies, I suppose. But he can be proud of the way he played his game, and it's important to remember, I think, after 30-odd years, Brendan, of reality television, that it is not reality. This is just a TV show. It's only a game.
Okay.
It's very disappointing.
Leave those people alone.
I know, but it's very disappointing to read that some of the contestants have faced online harassment and things like that. We will find out tonight who the new traitor Nick will choose to join him on the dark side for the last 3 shows, and then ultimately Tuesday night, who's going to win the money?
Okay, so that's Traitors Ireland. Henrietta, just in case we be having too much of a good time, Disease X Hunting the Next Pandemic is on BBC Two tomorrow night at 9. Haven't we enough to be worrying about?
I know. It's tempting to ignore a programme about the possibility of pandemics because of our collective trauma from lockdowns. But this looks really interesting, and it's presented by virologist Dr. Chris Van Tulleken, and he's a great communicator. People might have seen his documentary Irresistible, Why We Can't Stop Eating. And he has a book, Ultra-Processed People, about ultra-processed food.
Yeah.
That guy, yeah. So he embarks on this global investigation into the hunt for the pathogen that could trigger the next pandemic, known only as Disease X. Shrouded in uncertainty, its origin is unknown, how it could spread is unclear, but its impact could be much more severe than COVID-19. And we all know to our cost how quickly they can spread. So the alarmist title aside, I think it's probably in all our interests to give it a watch.
Okay, Disease X Hunting the Next Pandemic, that's BBC Two tomorrow night at 9. John, you're highly recommending The Savant, which starts on Apple TV on Friday, yeah?
Yeah. This is really interesting and really timely. This is Jessica Chastain. She plays an ordinary suburban housewife and mother, but she's also an online detective hunting the emerging threat of far-right violence online. It's very slippery, very timely drama. She plays this anonymous woman who's part of an unofficial organization that tracks the activities of online hate groups, fascist militants, white supremacists, and she infiltrates their message boards and tries to extract information from them that she then passes on to the FBI in order to stop these dangerous men, and it is almost exclusively men, from doing what it is that they're trying to do. It's based on a true story. This is what's really fascinating about this. Now, it is a drama, it is a fiction, but it's based on a story that was published in Cosmopolitan in 2019 about a real-life woman who worked to dismantle an anti-woman, misogynist, extremist network.
And it's well done,
is it? Oh, she's absolutely superb in this. The subject matter couldn't be more timely, given what's going on in the world. But the authenticity of how they're able to... People sitting at keyboards, looking at a screen and typing on it on a keyboard, that's not necessarily dramatically interesting.
Yeah.
But they managed to make it absolutely
great. Okay, great.
Really
good.
The Savant.
The Savant.
Two episodes from Friday coming, and new episodes every Friday then until the middle of November.
On Apple TV. Henrietta, let's end on something nice and warm. What's High Potential on Disney Plus? Seasons 1 and 2 are there now.
Two is dropping weekly. So okay. It just started last week. And it's sort of the other end of the spectrum to the show John's just talking about. This is about a woman who's a high intellectual potential. So she's an IQ of 160. She's an office cleaner for the LAPD and happens to see what's going on when she's there at night, leaves a few clues because she figures it out. She has this incredible ability to solve complex problems. She just sees them visually and she can solve them. It's a great performance by Kathleen Olsen. People know from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. So she then gets hired by the LAPD and she becomes a consultant working on crimes with them. It is a real cosy crime feel to it, but it's great fun. They're really good performances and viewers love it. It's so satisfying to watch a really gifted person crack a complex case. It's
okay,
also quite funny
exercise,
and light.
You like a bit of nice TV. So
I
this
love
is nice,
nice
TV.
TV.
Okay, that's yeah. High potential on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's
John,
Disney.
In a word, literally in 20 seconds. So House of Guinness is dropping on Netflix on Thursday. It's with the creator of Peaky Blinders. Expectations are high. Will people be disappointed?
I think no more than the other the Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, you are going to have to swallow a certain number of things here. Just like Peaky Blinders, you've got anachronistic music, needle drops all the time from the likes of Fontaine's DC and Kneecap, but it's set in Dublin in 1868. Arthur Guinness is dead. It's Succession, basically.
Okay.
It's four
okay.
children. Have to split the assets of what's left while also
but you're saying
with
go
the
with
Fenian
it.
Uprising.
Sounds fun.
Go with it. Yeah.
It's energetic. I'll give
right.
it that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a new one. Henrietta McCurvey and John McGuire, thank you very much. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by Alan Torney. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by A.B. Bowman. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator. And Paul Murnoch was on sound. And stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy. I'll talk to you soon.